It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Oh, I'm just fine, thanks. I have something to show you that's in a burlap bag and another kind of bag, too. Burlap bag. Sometimes potatoes come in burlap bags. Yeah, but this is not potatoes. And here, next is a plastic bag. I bet you know what it is already, do you? Has a string on the back. It's not a bow and arrow. And it's not a harp. No, it's a picture. First, I'll show it to you upside down, real fast, and see if you can guess what it is. Did you guess? The neighborhood of make-believe. There's the Eiffel Tower, the castle, the trolley. My, it's so mixed up. There's the factory, and X's tree, and Henrietta Pussycat's house. And there's the museum that goes around and around and around. And the fountain, and Daniel's clock. A friend of mine made this, and I thought I'd just put it right up in the kitchen. Shall we? Good. Up in the kitchen, uh-oh. What do we need first? And this is the way we hammer the nail. Bum, 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 bum. That looks like a little animal, doesn't it? All right, picture, up we go. Is it crooked? Well, let's straighten it up. Is it crooked again? All right, crooked neighborhood of make-believe. Let's try to make you straight now. There. Okay, there's the trolley. I like that place. But they've had some sad times. Hammer, back you go. Into the hutch. Hammers are useful things, and so are bags. But not plastic bags. No, sir. Plastic bag is something we get rid of right away. No play with plastic bags. A burlap bag, that is something else. Punching bag first with it, okay? It's a pillow. Put the pillow in the burlap bag. There. And you've got yourself a good punching bag. Sure. Or something that you can hold that's soft. What else could we use this for? Oh, I know. Do you ever get to do this? see if I can go backward. Oh, yes. What else? Oh, I suppose a tablecloth.
Or a back to something.
What about cape? You've made capes out of things, haven't you? But how do you keep it together? Safety pin, I guess. Big one, too. Easy with the sharp pin. Dum pa dum pa dum. Ready? Be brave, and then be strong. Be brave. Hey. Yes, hello? Oh, Edgar, how are you? Oh, not too good. Well, what's wrong today? Haven't you found Lady Elaine? No, they haven't. How does King Friday feel about that? Uh-oh. He has set up border guards. Do you mean you have to guard the whole castle? Yeah, well, that's what a border guard is. You just go all around the border of the land. Just march back and forth and see that nobody gets in. Okay, well, good luck to you, Edgar. Sorry. Yeah, bye-bye. Oh, I'm sorry. We better just take a look and see what's going on in there in that neighborhood. Our trusty telescope. It's a knock on the door. Who do you suppose that is? I like that kind of knock-knock back and forth, don't you? Betty, how are you?
I'm fine.
Won't you come in?
Well, I love your new porch swing. Could we stay out here?
Oh, sure. Come on.
It's so beautiful.
It was Grandmother Thomas's swing.
Was it?
Yes, she let us have it.
Oh, I wish I could stay on it all day.
Isn't it pleasant? Well, you could.
Well, no, no, because I'm really going to visit Great Uncle Friday.
Oh.
I mean to get over there.
Have you been in touch with him?
No, not in a while.
Well, he isn't the happiest Great Uncle Friday that you've seen in a long time.
Oh, what's wrong?
Lady Elaine has been up to her tricks again, and she's moved the Eiffel Tower on the wrong side of the castle, and the tree has gone way from over here to the middle, and the clock is over here, and the fountain, well, it's just all mixed around.
Oh, he must be really upset.
He's furious about it. And he has established border guards.
In the neighborhood of make-believe?
Edgar, poor thing. He has to walk back and forth and be sure that no one will come in.
That sounds like a war.
It certainly does, but at least there isn't any shooting yet.
Well, do you think I should take a make-believe gun or something?
Oh, I don't know that you'll need that. Of course, you could always use your finger if you need that. But how about this? Would you like this cape?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I just made it. Burlap bag and a safety pin.
Come on, I'll give it to you. That should keep me very safe, then.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I feel better already.
I hope so. I hope you'll be brave and strong as you go off to the neighborhood of make-believe.
I will, Mr. Rogers. Goodbye. Be brave, and then be strong.
Bye, Lady Aberlin. Good luck. Pum, 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 pum. Be brave, and then be strong. What do you think? Should we take a look? Let's see if it's peaceful or not in there. There's Daniel's clock. Looks pretty peaceful. And the fountain. And the museum go around. Nothing wrong there. And there's X's tree.
and Henrietta Pussycat's house, and the factory. There's the trolley. I thought it was time for the trolley to come. Come on in, trolley. Come on in, trolley. I'll be right with you. Hi, trolley. How are things in the neighborhood, trolley? Oh, kind of excited, huh? Well, we're ready to go with you. Would you take us? We want to see the border guards. Mm-hmm. Ready to go? Let's go with him. Okay, trolley, thank you.
Halt, trolley. Give me your name, rank, and serial number. Very good, you may pass. Now back to your marching, Edgar. Very well, about face. About face. And halt. Now, Edgar, I want you to ask everyone who comes to this garden his name, rank, and serial number. Do you mean everyone, Your Majesty? Everyone. But what if part of your immediate family should come, Your Highness? Check everyone, Edgar. Someone may easily be posing as one of my family. Very well, sire. Very well, sire. Remember our battle cry, Edgar? Down with the changer! Down with the changers, down with the changers. We don't want anything to change, 'cause we're on top. That's right, 'cause we're... At least you're on top. Very good. Uh-oh. Look out, Edgar. Here comes someone who may be posing as someone else. Oh, dear, who might it be? Where did he see? Who might it be? Oh, 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 oh. Oh, attention. Who goes there? Attention. Who goes there?
It's me, Edgar. Lady Aberlin.
Yes, well, how are you? Your name, rank, and serial number.
My what?
Your name, rank, and serial number.
Well, you know my name. It's Aberlin.
Yes, and your rank.
And my rank? Well, I'm a lady.
That's
it, Edgar.
Well, no, that's not. Your serial number, please.
But I don't have a serial number.
Oh, don't have a serial... Oh, please, make up one, then. Everyone has to have a serial number for my report.
Well, let's see, what would be a nice number?
Would you like a 3? And maybe a 4? Or maybe a 5? Or maybe a 6 or a 7?
I like those, all of them.
You mean all of them? Well, then you shall have them all.
You mean I can be... 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
Exactly. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Good. Now may I see Great Uncle?
I think so. I'm not sure. Just a moment.
This is strange. I used to be able to walk right in here.
And there.
May I go now?
Only one more question. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. What is it, Edgar?
Are you sure? Are you sure? Positively sure that you are not somebody else trying to look like Lady Aberlin?
Yes, I'm sure. Positively sure. I am the real Lady Aberlin.
You may pass, then, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The king is in the throne room.
Thank you, dear Edgar. I have the feeling that you dislike this as much as I do.
I have the feeling you're right.
Trolley? Look dejected. How long has this all been going on? Oh, it's terrible, really. What's your serial number? I'm 34567. Mm-hmm.
Meow, frightened, meow.
There's nothing to be frightened about until somebody starts shooting, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, start shooting, meow.
Well, I don't know, of course, but sometimes they do in war.
Meow, 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 war?
Well, it may be. I mean, Edgar's all dressed up and all. Do you want to go over and ask if it's a war?
Meow, meow, certainly meow.
Well, I don't think I'll go by myself either. Now, you go and don't get too frightened down there. And if you do, you come to my roots, because it is very safe down in my roots.
Meow, Kay. Meow, Wonder. Meow, King Friday's meowing. Meow, Lady Aberlin.
Yeah, I wonder too. That'll do. Are you trying to change my robe?
No, Great Uncle. I'm just trying.
That's why I've set up all these precautions here.
Oh, Great Uncle, what? Just because Lady Elaine made a few changes is no reason for you to set up border guards.
There may be other changers, and I refuse to let them come in. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your castle in.
You see? Ha-ha! Just what I thought. You're not my niece at all. You're the big bad wolf.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I am so your niece. I'm Lady Aberlin. I was just joking with you. Wait a minute. Where's your crown?
The crown is on... That's my combat helmet. Kindly cover my crown with it.
Why is it that Edgar only has one star on his?
Edgar is only a one-star man. I am a 13-star king.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 stars.
Exactly, and 13-star kings have no joking around them. This is serious times, niece. No time for joke.
Well... How about a song? Is there time for a song?
A long song?
No, it's not a very long song.
How long?
It's a little song, about this little.
Is that it?
Wait. I'll open it up.
Yes?
It's a little bigger than very little, but it's little.
Let me check it. No words of change?
No.
Very well, carry on.
It's afternoon, what say we sing about it? It's afternoon, sing quietly or shout it. To you and you and you and you and me. It's afternoon, to the sun and moon, just look around and see. It's afternoon to anyone who wants it. It's afternoon in this community. Gently, lightly, ever so politely. Welcome afternoon. Won't you spend a bit of yours with us and say good afternoon?
And what does that have to do with the state of my country?
Nothing. I just thought you might want to hear about it.
Irrelevant interlude. Now, we return to business. You will check the northern gate while Edgar guards the castle garden.
Oh.
Call out your serial number if you need reinforcements.
But Great Uncle Friday, I wasn't really planning to stay that long.
Yes, well, you have come during a state of emergency, Lady Evelyn, and I have drafted you. Now, remove that pretend cape of yours and put on that uniform that you will find hanging over there. We'll see how it fits. It was meant for someone else.
Who?
Well, he was someone who was going to come that I had drafted but didn't show up.
So I get to wear...
Does it fit?
Yeah.
Yes, very well. You shall be the guard then, and do as I say.
Yes, great uncle.
First, I'd like to see how you march. Forward! March! Yep. Yep. Yes, about face. Good. Forward. Very good. Now march backward. Now march forward and on to your post. Remember, always the serial number. Difficult time.
X and Henrietta are really frightened, aren't they? But Lady Evelyn seems to be right on top of the situation. You know what she says? It's afternoon, what say we sing about it? Yeah, welcome afternoon, she says. Sure. Well, everybody has different outlooks as they go to make-believe and as they live in their own homes, too. I suppose we're going to have to wait till tomorrow to find out more, but let's go look at that picture of ours. You know that picture that I put... Oh, there's the back door.
Neighborhood news for sale, Mr. Rogers. Oh, neighborhood news.
How are you, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, fine today. Fine today.
Good.
Mr.
How
Rogers?
Much is the news today?
Four today, Mr. Rogers. Four.
There's the four.
I thank you. Must be on
the neighborhood. Oh, can't you stay?
No, sir, Mr. Rogers.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. He's always in a hurry. He always has so many things to do. The neighborhood news says that. Do you read it all? Oh, look at King Friday's picture. In that helmet with the 13 stars. It says, King Friday the 13th establishes border guard. King against change. Those are called the headlines in the newspaper. It means that they're at the head of everything else. And they're in a line, too. And establishes, well, that means that he sets up. He's setting up border guards. Let's go see the scene of where he set them up. Right in here. Right in the castle. That's a picture of the castle. That's not the real castle. Mm-hmm. Just like you probably have a picture of your mom or your dad or your brother or sister. It's not the real person. It's a picture of them. That is a picture of the castle. King Friday the 13th. Yeah, well, he doesn't like things to change, but, you know, the old is very comfortable, the things that we have with us all the time. But the new is very exciting, don't you think? I mean, I like my old telescope, but I like a new toy once in a while. Sure. Well, I guess we better put the bed back in. Careful, newspaper. Under here. Who reads the newspaper most in your house? Does anybody read the newspaper at the breakfast table? I used to do that. And after a while, I was just sort of like this. And that wasn't much fun for the people who were around me. So I said, do you know what I'm going to do with the morning paper? I'm going to put it right on the side of the breakfast table and wait till we finish breakfast to read it. I have. Heard a lot more things, too, in the morning. There. Well, I hope all goes well in there this evening. Yeah. Yeah, because it is kind of scary when people get up and, you know, play like that. You can't be exactly sure, can you? No. I'm going to be thinking about you tonight. I think about you often. Sometimes when I go to bed, you know that tree song that we sometimes sing? Do you like that? Do you ever sing that when you go to bed? Do you? Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. We love you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We love you. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. There's a tree I often think about. That's the tree X lives in. Did you notice how brave he was? He said, "Now, Henrietta, you come down to my roots if you get scared." Sure, that's what a neighbor's for. And he's a good one. Well, I will see you. More people coming by today. I wonder if it's Lady Aberlin. Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Hello again, Mr. Rogers. I was going by that make-believe land, and some soldier woman gave me this and told me it was yours.
Oh,
it's
for
you, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, thank you, Mr. McFeely.
It's an awfully funny business, but I haven't the time now. Oh, good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Yeah, good day, Mr. McFeely. It is funny business, isn't it? Well, we'll just keep our cape in case we need it, and we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.